Yo, this is Super Duper Humble from Dirty Street Confessions. And just in case you ain't get the memo, it's all about October 29th. The day party. Not any day party, but the Halloween costume day party. And no mind, this is no mind, but it's gonna be very big. That's no mind. But yo, October 29th is all about that big, big, big day party. That massive, that huge, that gigantic Halloween party. And guess what? $500 to the best costume. You can't beat it. Tickets only 20. Tickets only 20. I know you got it. Eventbrite. Click that link. Click that link.
Prior to starting this, we were talking about how Price got into OnlyFans. I don't know if he wants to bless you guys with that story, but it might be very interesting.
But before I bless you with the story, I got a question to ask y'all. If y'all had OnlyFans and a man is asking y'all, what is your OnlyFans? Are you telling him?
Well, we could get right into that after we introduce each other for the day. Think about your answers, gentlemen and gentlemen.
That's a good way to start the show.
My brother, Super Duper Humble, how you feeling?
I'm fucking...
Fuck that bitch.
Damn. Fuck that bitch,
man. Yeah. I know y'all know what we talking about, but fuck that bitch. Can we get a fuck that bitch on the count of three? One, two, three.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. We'll probably explain on Patreon or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because we're not gonna get monetized on YouTube.
Definitely not. Niggas are getting demonetized, I heard out there. You feel me? We need to keep the little coins that we got.
In the edit, they just gonna hear that.
Yeah. Or fuck that person, maybe.
Not just that.
You gotta splice it like how BET would be like, fuck you, brother.
Yeah, facts.
F you, brother.
Can we say fuck so early in
the F you, brother.
I don't think that shit matters.
That's how
BET
be doing.
She gonna
shit.
Say, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Brother.
Yeah. Mother punk.
Mother punk.
Mother punk.
Yo, that's funny.
My nigga Price, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Shit is booming right now. Okay. For sure.
And you might be horny at the moment.
What?
His shirt.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think that was for you to point out.
Yeah. Like, what?
The wife has been pointing out a lot of shit lately.
Whatever, my
bro.
Brother Danny. How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
We just going fro this week.
Yeah, man. I'm about to cut this shit.
All right. That's Word. What's up, man. Just ball it.
Going back with the waves?
Why you going to cut it? Just too much to manage. I'm tired of the afro. One. And getting my shit braided is not as convenient as when I used to cut my shit myself.
Yeah.
It was I didn't have to worry about nobody else's time.
You used to cut your own hair?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Speaking of too much to manage, would you let a man braid your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
I've been seeing a lot of that.
Moneybag Yo got a male hairstylist.
Right?
Word. Facts. Yeah, I seen it.
If you seen Moneybag Yo jump over a bridge, you'll jump
no,
over
a bridge. No, I'm just saying. It's a thing.
Woo!
Obviously, I don't know anything about hair. My brother Binks. How you feeling?
I'm thinking about growing my hair, getting a fro next week.
Yeah.
All
right.
Get the fuck out of here.
You technically have the fro. You just got to pick it out.
Yeah, I just got to pick my shit out. But
yeah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? I was going to wear a hoodie today, too. Then I said I'm wilding, and then two niggas came and wearing hoodies.
No mind for wear a hoodie.
Sweatshirt. Sorry.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
I'm actually anticipating the winter.
All right. Before fall?
Yeah, we could skip fall, honestly.
No, I'd rather fall over winter anytime.
No, rather is a different story. I definitely rather that shit too. But I feel like this whole shit is changing right before our very eyes, my nigga. Because it's September
again, dark
11th, quick. Right?
Oh, we should have a moment of silence.
Uh-oh. For what?
9/11?
Whoa, Dwight, where you
no,
been?
No. Oh,
were
sorry,
you in
sorry,
eighth
sorry.
Grade when this happened?
No, I didn't realize. I was in eighth grade, yes. Yes. Wow. I'm sorry, I didn't realize the magnitude of what I said, but yeah, let's have
what
a moment.
What grade y'all was in?
This is for my fallen soldiers.
Seven?
Yeah.
What grade you was in?
Fifth.
Damn, I was
in fourth. I
could have
seen.
Damn, nigga.
That's crazy.
Are you young?
Yeah.
So you got left back?
No. Everybody's older. I'm the youngest one here.
Okay.
You act like it sometimes.
I'm just kidding. I would hate that. When you niggas be coming from other Caribbean countries and they put them back a year.
Yeah.
That you got put back?
I don't know.
What? Nigga.
I don't think so.
Magic. I don't think the credits are the same.
I was on the honor roll, nigga.
In St. Lucia or here? Nigga, what? There's no honor roll in St. Lucia? I don't
care,
know.
Nigga.
Okay. Fuck. No, because I'm saying sometimes you be that advanced out there, they probably put you in your right grade or no, high
I was,
grade.
I was smart. I'd be still smart.
Oh, okay.
Everybody who was in junior high with that had a thick accent was probably a year older than you that was in your grade.
Yo, I can't afford to lose no year in my fucking life. That's crazy, bro. Yeah,
that's crazy.
In school?
Yeah, what do you mean you putting me back?
I did 5 years in high school for the extra education, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm saying.
Five years. I mean, I had to play it back.
That shit fucked me up.
I mean, you probably could have just went to college.
For the extra college, education.
High school is free, man. They teach you more.
Like you said, teach me that again, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So how does that go the year that the staff sees you again when you allegedly...
You act like you don't even see them niggas. You just walk right past them.
Hi, Binks. Welcome back. Yo, like, they be saying sarcastic shit.
Yeah, y'all don't know me. Oh, you walk into class, oh, you again.
What?
You again. Why are you even fucking quit? Why I have to get you again, motherfucker? Why are you the only math teacher here?
I'll be tight too. Like, yo, bro, shut the fuck
you
up.
You again?
Bro. Don't greet me like
nah,
that.
Nah, you again is crazy.
Like, Mr. Sanders, I'll fuck you up.
Nah, I definitely could not be no fucking high school teacher, my nigga, because the shit teachers to get away with back in the day, I don't think they get away with it now.
Nah.
My like teacher, my fifth grade teacher
you
used to throw.
To niggas crazy.
Nah, my teacher used to throw books.
Throw books.
Textbooks across the room.
Yeah.
Yo, one time, I had a substitute teacher, and I will never forget this nigga named Barry, right? He knew that the substitute was Italian. And he ended up calling the nigga, like, while he was writing on the board. He's like, you fucking Guido, right?
What?
Yo, bro, this substitute is the nicest fucking substitute you could ever meet. You could scream at this nigga, curse him out, whatever. He'll just be like, all right, have a nice day, right? This nigga said, fucking Guido. That nigga turned around, who the fuck said that? Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, what the fuck
triggering
is going on? Yo, bro, that nigga turned around. My nigga, he would not teach the class. He would not do nothing until the nigga fucking found out who said it.
Did he own up to it?
The nigga was in the class like, it was me. He was like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Call security, call the principal. I'm like, yo, something had to happen with him and that word for him to even wild son up like that.
Bro. Yeah, nah. Certain niggas be having certain shit that trigger.
I never heard Guido.
I don't know what it is for me. The other day, I got taken out for my birthday, right? And then she brought up some shit like she thinks she know my ex. My whole mood fucking changed, my nigga. Like, yeah. This is not the fucking day to be spilling this information. I don't care what you about to say next. Order a next fucking drink, please, because I don't want to hear about it.
What she was trying to jog your memory of your ex?
Showing their relationship in a sense. Sheesh. You know what I'm saying? I don't hear that y'all are friends or no type of shit like that.
So is she like your Eskimo sister?
Mine? If she fucked my ex,
oh,
that'd be crazy.
Yeah, and it'd be like that. It'd be like that. Girls be fucking each other, bro.
But I seen a tweet that said, "The shorty tweeted, all my friends got good pussy. I know because I be eating it."
Real shit.
Well, I think shit like that be happening, bro.
I was like, okay, say that then.
I don't put that past them.
My nigga, you know how vulnerable some girls are when they're drunk, my nigga, and then they're with their best friend who they can confide in and like, yeah, bitch, this is never leading this room. I'm just trying it out.
I know a group of girls that's friends that be eating each other pussy.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Wake them up.
Now I'm saying this, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm saying I just be more so liking when people embrace who they are and no front like they don't do certain things. But on the same note, everybody's sex life is not everybody's business, I guess. That's what they be trying to say. I be wanting to know what people be depping.
That's why they be trying to play niggas. And like, yo, you be over there by your homeboy playing 2K. Y'all niggas gay.
Oh, nah, actually not.
Because that's what they be doing. So they just projecting.
I ain't gonna lie. I think the minute I leave from here, I'm probably gonna claw on a PS5, bro. I think I'm giving that.
I've been trying to tell y'all niggas, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Your price, you never online.
How much is PS5 right now?
PS5, no, like more retail. You can get them shits retail right
500?
Now. 500?
Yeah. If I could spend 125.
You get them shits for 400. I think the digital
one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But that shit trash.
What?
I'd rather the disc.
What's trash?
The digital one.
Why?
You like the D?
Pause. Because when you download the game, it don't load as fast.
Oh,
so when you have the disc,
that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's the same
bro,
shit.
I got two of them shits and they both do the same shit.
I got 2K, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had
you dirt. This one?
I downloaded not the new shit.
Oh, you dirt.
You got a new one?
Yeah.
He'll got it.
You see, I got the app on my phone. I can show y'all niggas, okay, but we're not going to get into that. Go ahead, Price.
Yeah, so I downloaded the game, and that shit is slow. You feel me? GTA, I got the disc. That shit be booming fast. And it holds. GTA has more memory than 2K.
We getting online tonight.
You know, Danny has a P5, and he never plays
this
shit.
Yeah, he never plays this shit. I don't know why.
That shit never turns on.
You bought that? That's a PlayStation you bought in Jamaica?
No.
Wait a minute. Let's unfold this.
No. Nigga. to be honest, the PlayStations in Jamaica, them shits is wild bread. I don't know Yo, why.
1 million.
Nigga.
I played GTA with a nigga from Jamaica, bro.
You nice.
This nigga is a fucking madman, bro. First off, if he even touch his car in the game, he's shooting you. Because these niggas take this shit serious, bro. Yeah. And it's like, nigga, you know all this shit is fake, right?
Did y'all see that shit C Murder said about niggas who can't play 2K?
2K, well, yeah.
I think they said essentially like they but should leave them or some shit like that.
Facts.
Do you think
you paying fucking $100-something for a game that you trash at, nigga?
Word.
Give that shit a fucking break, bro.
Mm.
Stop calling yourself a god, my nigga. Give it a break.
Damn. Suppose me as a nigga who's about to clone this PS5 after we leave here. Who got to get acclimated to certain games. I'll technically be trash when I first sign up. 2K, I kind of have a knack for because I played it before.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
Shit done switched up.
Yeah, shit switched up. So I would be trash and then my bitch will leave me.
If you get GTA and you go online, them niggas will rob you every chance they get, bro. Yeah. They'll kill you every chance they get. Bro, I signed online for the first time. I see a fucking flying car in GTA.
Where the fuck is Elon Musk?
I got that shit.
right? Niggas is full of shit.
Yo, you know what game I was nice in when I used to play games? Tony Hawk.
That shit was hard, though. That shit was hard.
They remade that shit, and it's like a two-part. Yeah.
You had it for Nintendo 64?
No, I had it for PlayStation.
No, I'm sorry.
I had it for Xbox.
Xbox,
this first Xbox I ever came.
Yeah, nah, that shit was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I have announcements to make. I seen a video of Razzby dancing his brief and boots this week.
Why did you?
And
that?
Y'all niggas better never call me fucking Razzby again.
I ain't gonna front. When I first seen it, on the first glance, I thought it was, I'm like, this nigga Dwight. Why?
I don't know what that nigga is trying to prove, my nigga, but that nigga need to cut it out.
I ain't gonna front. You gotta either, it's either C or C. You gotta have a lot of confidence to make that video, or you gotta snort a lot of cocaine.
He's on a lot of cocaine. Right, cool. That's exactly what I was
saying. I know you like to say cock, so I was wondering what the second C was for, my nigga.
It could be that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, nigga said no.
No matter.
I don't know.
No matter what day it is, we can depend on Dwight to have dick on his brain.
Nah.
Let's change this up quick. All right. You know what I hate?
Back to my question.
Beginning of the pod.
You didn't have a question.
This is wilding. Yo, if y'all niggas had OnlyFans and a man asks you, what's your OnlyFans? Do you give it to him?
Nah, he would have to find it on his own.
He's gonna know anyway, bro. Because
why you asking?
Technically, if you ask him, it should be like the same handle, right? You know what I'm saying? So technically, he gonna find it regardless.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
I'm gonna tell him.
You gonna tell him?
It's for the money.
It's a one-way transaction,
it's
bro.
It's for the money.
It's a one-way transaction. I make the video in the privacy of my own home. Whoever watched that shit after
watches it.
They're paying.
Let me ask you.
It's more than...
As long as he's not in the room, please.
Let me ask you. So, say you see him again after you give him the OnlyFans. And he go, yo, Price, you got a big-ass dick.
You're just gonna tell him, hey, put my dick in this box and we're gonna throw it away.
Yeah. I don't know if she say that. Probably not.
Why not?
I was just gonna say thanks.
You never seen fucking
thanks? I don't know.
You never seen Bad Boys when they put the stuff in the box and then they locked it and throw it away? That's what we're gonna do. Bro. We're not gonna talk about it no more. That conversation is dead from there.
That's why I can't do porn, bro. Cause it's like
who might be exposed to?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, I think it's much more than it's XYZ. Cause now it's like you're giving him that personal, way. You feel me? That information obviously is public, But if it's public, go look for it.
He gonna find it anyway.
Yeah.
Go look for it.
So don't be worried about it being public. He gonna find it anyway. Your shit is public, nigga.
I mean, but that's
his
problem.
You got public dick right now.
Don't ask me, though. I'm saying?
If it came up in conversation and he's like, oh, word? What's your shit?
Why are you asking me for it?
Because a nigga wanna watch it.
You know what I hate?
Go ahead.
When niggas be like, you know when somebody try to describe somebody to you? And they be like, yo, you know Price? You'd be like, nah. You'd be like, Price. Like,
double down.
What the fuck is the double price gonna help me figure
out
who Price
is? It works sometimes though. That's the fucked up part.
Price.
I do that. Price. Yeah, because some niggas might be like, oh,
white.
Yeah.
It's like, what the double is gonna do for me, type shit.
Because the double is like
make you think about it.
Nah, the double is like, nigga, if it's price, nigga, yeah, it's
closer that, person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The closer price.
The closer price.
Yeah,
closer price.
Not price. Nah.
Not that price.
Price.
That was a great explanation.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If y'all niggas was making $300,000 off of OnlyFans.
I know we all heard that Paranormal Activity sound just now, but
it's
whatever.
All good.
Go ahead. You gotta ignore that shit.
$300K a year off your OnlyFans, but your audience is 90% male.
$300K?
Yeah. I'm lit. 90% male is your audience.
I'm lit, bro.
I'll just say in my head I'm doing it for the 10%.
Because
public anyway.
It's tough because now 300K, understand that you got to engage with your fans. And 90% of them is men.
So you in the camera like...
He ain't give all those variables.
So
that's how it is.
A live section or there is like texting them back type shit?
There's texting. There's pay-per-view.
So you in the text like, you like that, Brian?
No way.
That's crazy.
Next question, please.
I think I'm going to use this time for sure to say people who watch the show, I am, in fact, not gay, right? Believe it or not. Now, I'm saying there are people who have that sexual orientation, and shout out to them. Know what I'm saying? I'm not fake guy. I'm not fake gay. I'm not bi curious. Because some people, like, pull up in your DM and, like, try you and shit like that. Know what I'm saying? And I feel weird steering the conversation in another way or just not answering. Because I'm saying you want to interact with people. Like he just said, it's not OnlyFans, though.
I never got that.
Oh, niggas be hitting you up and you're responding and shit?
Yeah.
And like they shot
on you?
Yeah, that happens.
Word. How'd that go? Like, what they say?
Nah.
What do they say,
nah,
nigga?
Nah.
What do they say, bro?
The weirdest shit I heard was after the DeMarco episode, right? I think somebody was like, he's wilding, right? And then he wrote in vanish mode now. He put...
A nigga vanished you?
To
you?
No, that's crazy. No, he wrote he's wilding in regular settings, right? Then switched to vanish mode and then put I would let him break me.
By accident? Or this was like on purpose?
What do you mean?
Because people go in vanish mode by accident type shit. But
you care the context of what I'm speaking about.
I'm not hearing none of this.
Oh, he said he would let DeMarco break
yes.
Him.
None of this is playing in my brain.
Like I'm supposed to like interact or engage with that shit. You feel me? I just never responded to this nigga again.
You hit that shit with the exclamation?
Nah. I'm like, yo, nah, that's how y'all giving it up?
Yo.
Yeah, niggas be saying wild shit in my DM too, but I'll just leave that shit.
It's
behind the request wall, so it's like,
yeah, I'm never accepting it.
No, but the thing is, these are people who it'll probably be like I interacted with them for weeks. Cause they like reply to my shit and like say encouraging shit like that. So if you hit me up saying that shit, I'm like, all right, cool. And I interact with it. You feel me? But then it just curveball.
That's how it goes. They don't want
to build. You know, they try to build rapport.
They trying to ease their way in.
Yeah, that's it.
Bullet.
Yeah. That was crazy. But,
politely curve that shit.
Or ignore it. What's a politely curve?
Nah, I'm not politely curving nothing. If you're
taking politely curves from men.
What?
First of all,
again,
I'm just asking a question.
I
don't even know what that means.
That was no one.
First of all, I don't gotta politely curve shit.
No, you don't have to. But
if you being lean disrespectful,
what's the disrespect though?
Where was the disrespect in that?
Sending a dick pic?
No, I'm saying
what they said to Dwight.
I'm just saying in general. Like,
okay,
wait, what they said to you again?
He would let DeMarco do them.
Well, why did he?
You been
trying to feel me out, nigga.
Yeah,
I guess
you being passive aggressive top dom.
Who?
Dom Top.
You mean a passive aggressive Dom Top. I'm gonna hit him with a LMAO. Go in his DM instead of mine.
That's too much words.
For what? Yeah. I could just not respond.
Yeah, that's what? Not respond.
I don't have to.
Peace, my brother.
Yeah, you. If this, you want this nigga to break you, bro. Link this nigga.
I would have hit the nigga with that. I'm out.
Yeah, my bro told me I need to start making like a automated message response. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, you reach Dwight, thank you for tuning in to the pod and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, just hit the
yeah. The minute you say some flagrant shit.
Yeah, leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Yeah, I was saying, just had to put that out there. Because I know some of y'all watch this show, and we'd like y'all to continue watching, actually. You know what I'm saying? But
just don't say no. I'm just not on shit. That.
Yo, you ever text somebody phone and like T-Mobile will send you back like an automated message because they didn't pay their bill?
Yes.
I used to copy that bitch.
Yeah.
And I send that to bitches.
Yeah.
Like when I didn't want to talk to them no more. Like when they text me, I send them that message.
You can't do that shit now. I should say delivered.
Nah, send it. Oh.
Read a receipt.
Facts. Once that shit come in blue, it's cap.
Red receipts and delivered.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yo, this nigga Super be like, yo, y'all gotta stop touching the mics. I'll be watching back all the episodes.
All he doing is this.
Bear hugging. Bear hugging the shit.
My bad, bro.
No, tell me when I.
No,
I'll be seeing it on the watch back.
I remember when that nigga was like, yo, y'all niggas gotta stop breathing in the mic.
Yo.
Y'all niggas used to breathe in the mic.
Nah, somebody used to OD though.
Who was breathing in the mic?
It was Super, nigga. It was you, nigga.
It was not me. It wasn't me, bro. I'm telling you, it wasn't me.
That's funny.
Yo, niggas had the audio stem.
Yo. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, nigga. At the first part, we couldn't tell.
Word.
Yeah, he figured it out now.
Was it me?
That's yo. Me. Just want to take this moment to shout out Drusilla Gregory. Thank you so much for all that you do with all the super things that you give us. She be cashing out on us, and I like
that's
that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, show love when you get love.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Big up yourself.
It be little shit like that. That be reassuring that you on the right path. Know what I'm saying? If you got somebody who you don't know, I'm saying will pay you per episode that they watch. Yeah, we have a Patreon where people pay per month.
Yeah.
And she pays every episode.
And she signed up to the Patreon.
Shout outs to you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right,
so that's how you show love, people.
Big up.
You know,
gay men, you gotta step it up.
You know another thing that you encouraging this shit.
No, I'm just saying, like y'all not even doing that at least.
Niggas just said they would take the 90% men OnlyFans audience. If 90% men in our audience want to pay us to watch the episodes, go ahead.
Hey, man. Buy curious.
You know another thing that I hate when I don't think it's just bitches that do this. People do like niggas do this.
The
too.
Mic.
Oh, my bad.
Yo, he was going crazy. Yeah, he was going crazy, bro. Just now.
He was twisting it?
Yes, he was wild.
I was fixing the mic flag. But listen, when, you know, like, say you call fucking Daz by his fucking nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all know Daz. Mm-hmm. And then a bitch would be like,
the real name?
Who, Danny?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Daniel?
Bitch? Yeah. I don't fucking know him as that.
I hate that.
Why
shit.
You gotta call him that? Like, it's don't. Clout. Stop doing that.
But you already know who I'm talking
about.
They
be hating, that's
why. Like, stop doing
that. Is that their way of bringing you down the side?
Yes. Exactly. And they want to prove that they have a deeper connection with this person sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes they don't even know the person. They just know his name.
That's what it usually is.
That shit is corny.
I feel the same way about when somebody die and people be on Instagram writing these long things.
And they don't even know the person.
All it is clout. They want clout for... They want to prove that I know this person more than the rest of y'all. Because this person is not on Instagram. They're dead. They're not on Instagram.
You know, that it's kind of tricky, man, because like you can't tell a person how to mourn.
No, I'm not saying don't mourn or whatever.
Yeah,
but
how are you mourning through the socials to strangers?
It's for everybody. It's not for you.
It's weird.
It's for everybody else.
Let me ask you, there's another one. You know what?
No, I'm saying that because some people genuinely feel like, because yes, I think some of them is clout, but I feel some people genuinely feel that way as they express it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's all clout for everybody.
I think it's just
it's weird though.
It's for the strangers. It's for the strangers.
I was just with you yesterday. They just want you. They don't want everybody to know that you was close to this person.
I hate when niggas post
joint screenshots.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I just spoke to you.
The messages and shit.
Nigga, when Pop Smoke passed, that nigga had all the bitches.
I seen every bitch posting, hey, babies. Like, and word. I'm like, damn, you too?
Like, they was posting his screenshots of his messages. Texts.
Yeah. Talking about he called me baby and... I'm like, damn.
I ain't gonna lie.
Called a lot of bitches baby.
All my bitches better die.
I'm not even with my BM.
All my bitches better die before me.
I ain't got no time for that shit.
Jesus. Funeral gonna be lit?
Yeah. I mean, no, because if you're gonna be posting screenshots and shit, I'm saying it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I gotta... A few people I gotta outlive because I don't. There's certain stories I don't want them to tell at my funeral.
Yeah, that type of shit.
That's crazy.
That nigga, crazy. I feel you on that. I mean, but why does it matter, right?
Cause that's crazy.
I had a phase in my life where I liked trendy women a lot. I think I'm in the Jamaican woman phase in my life. Yeah. Randomly, yes.
Word.
Yes.
What did it?
Maybe Jada Kingdom.
I was gonna say that,
but sorry for you, but maybe man. Not. You know what I'm saying, because I know how rough and aggressive Jamaican women could be, but I've been meeting some of the kinder ones.
Yeah,
for now.
Yeah, for now.
It's early. Yeah.
But I was with somebody the other day, and she has a daughter, right? And the daughter was letting her know how they went on FaceTime. She's with me, but she's on FaceTime with the daughter, and her daughter was like, "Skeet," right? And she was like, "What you know about ski a year?" I was like, that turned me on. I ain't know I like shit like that. She said, "Ski a year." I said, that's I am crazy. A bird.
Oh, wow. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So that's the
phase. So because she mispronounced it?
Yeah.
Turned you on?
Yeah. That's the phase of life I'm in right now. Yeah,
you know, Jamaican people.
Did you? Jamaican people mispronounce everything. Yeah. Everything.
No, yeah. Not mispronounced. Say the whole wrong word.
Yeah.
That's you it. Fuck it already?
Huh? Nah. Didn't.
Not yet. Okay.
So maybe so that's why
after I'm still. That's that? That's a after crazy that? Question. I'm not gonna lie.
She going crazy, bro.
Huh?
After that, she going crazy.
Just don't get turned on when Bryce talk, bro.
Yo, speaking of turn on, pause.
Yeah, right. Pause. Facts. Bullet.
Pause. Yes. All right, look. If your man's is explaining a story about how he was dealing with a girl and you get turned on.
What?
Is that...
And then me get hard?
Damn.
Bun up.
That's a bun, good question, though. But bun up. That's still
bun up, though. Bun up.
Yeah, but he's...
Bun up because he's picturing you.
I have a girl. No,
nigga. So you explaining a story.
No, that shit is fat.
You explaining
a story about how you had sex with Shorty or whatever.
I don't
so
see
all he's doing is picturing how you had sex with the person.
No.
I don't see it that way.
Redda,
but I do
picturing the girl.
The only part of it I feel like is wrong is the fact that your dick is getting hard while you're talking to me.
Yeah, that's kind
so of whatever
yeah,
you yeah. imagining.
You should have waited.
Yeah. You imagining the story.
Bun up, bro. Bun up.
You in control of your dick?
Wait, are you saying that he should have waited to get hard?
You can't wait, but obviously he's talking. You feel me?
No, bun up. And then he's getting aroused by a man's voice.
That's I understand what you're saying. That's very tricky. In the moment, I think that's crazy.
It don't matter if the story's about a girl, bro.
In the moment, I think that's crazy because you need better self control.
That's like talking to your brethren, bro. That is getting hard, bro.
No,
that's talking to your brethren and you're getting hard. If so Super's on the phone with you explaining how you fuck a gal and you're getting hard.
Because No. That's a little different.
No, that's the same thing.
Bro, that's exactly what he's saying, bro.
No.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And didn't have his name in it first time.
Exactly.
Listen, if I'm on the phone with Price telling him about a session I had with the Tings, right? And all the shit she was doing.
Right.
And he get hard. He thinking about her. That's what if I be like, yo, that bitch mouth was wet?
Oh, no, that was never in question. We never like said that. He was thinking about you.
He said
that's what Binks was saying.
Binks is twisted. Something wrong with him.
But
go ahead. Binks is saying that you shouldn't get hard while your mans is talking to you
because,
on the phone.
Yes, nigga.
Binks is like, yo, if your man's tone of his
voice, imagine your man saying to you, Price, right? yo, this shit turning me on right now, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bun up, bro.
But no, yeah, the way
bun up, sure, my nigga.
For sure.
The way Price explained it.
That's a little different.
That, why would you say sure. that?
You no, say that shit. He's getting turned on
the,
without
the
even
way Price
you.
Explained it the first time, he said, if the way your man's is fucking the girl is turning you on. Not necessarily what she was doing.
Yeah, it's not nothing to do with the tone of the voice. He could have sounded like anything on the end of the phone.
Yeah, but
it's
I just... know what Price meant. That's not what Price meant.
Okay.
It can't be.
All right.
It can't be.
All right. You know what's funny? I had a similar question to that too. Yeah. Right? Have you ever in your life gave a nigga credit for how you fucked a bitch?
No. No, bro.
Yo, you fucking her
they,
good.
They
no.
all
no.
doing the same shit.
I think that's crazy.
No.
Nigga, what are you saying?
Because you can simply like, yo, he fucked the shit out that
that's
bitch.
The same shit.
No, you said he fucked her good. Nah, like, you want to be next or some shit.
But
I said,
what?
Bro. He fucked the shit out that
but
bitch.
But look, Dwight, that's objective. Side with what you saying, yeah. What you saying is, like, at the same token, I don't watch, like, you know, if he got a small dick, mm-hmm. like shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
They got to be packing, no mm-hmm. homo. You feel me? Fucking a girl, but I ain't gonna judge him.
For
like,
sure, but can you objectively say that, yo, this nigga fucked the shit out of this girl?
I'm there for the girl.
If there was two people fucking, you won't be able to say
it. You can say that.
Yeah.
That's, if a nigga fucked the shit out of a girl, I'd be like, yeah, that nigga fucked the shit out of her. But
okay, that's
not
what
I would be focused on. That, I probably wouldn't choose those words.
I feel like that observation is like going to school and being like, yo, she's teaching a class. These niggas is doing porn. All these niggas is fucking the shit out of them. So it's not even an observation to make.
Is that true for real?
Yeah.
I don't you ever know. Watch porn and you just be like,
all
this
nigga porn
fucking
don't be
this
fucking.
Bitch whack.
Yes, I have. So that's true.
Word. Yeah, that's an observation to make because it's not common. But so normally these niggas is popping these bitches
I don't
out.
Say necessarily like, oh, this nigga's fucking this bitch whack. I just
you gonna
like,
change
this shit
the video.
Is whack.
You yeah. gonna change the video.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask you. So y'all be looking at the nigga like, damn, this nigga's stroke is weak?
No, I'm looking at... Nah. The bitch, technically. If this
exactly
if
so, why does it matter?
If this shit is not fucking, if it's corny, I'm gonna turn that shit off.
Mm. I'm there for the girl, bro.
I'm there for the girl too.
I right? mean, I am too, Price.
In a sense,
I'm not sense. Watching. And then the bad of the bitch, she gonna deal with a big dick. You feel me?
How you know
that's that? How that work?
That's how it works. You don't watch you know porn. That's how it is.
They right. get they pick. And if you that's lit, it. You get to pick who you dealing with.
Word. That's how that goes.
Yeah, if damn. You lit, like they, it's the girl,
like the nigga or the bitch.
The bitch, both of them. If you a lit nigga in porn, you get you like they gonna want to work with
what's
you.
What's the last dirty shit y'all niggas watch? Where y'all niggas was like, what the fuck? I'm wildin'.
I want to say that. Oh,
Emmanuel fist in the
nah,
bitch.
I can't say dirty because that's not dirty. That's just
like
lactating. That shit.
Oh,
I'm saying. But I'm into some neck shit now.
What was that?
I had signed up for some little person's OnlyFans the other day.
Okay.
But she got me though, because she was not doing the most on that.
Yo, I never used to like be, I'm not into it still, but I never used to like.
Even consider it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, even, I scroll past
same,
it.
Same.
I used to scroll past
it. Hold on, what are you talking about?
Like,
little people.
Little people.
Okay. So, okay.
But now, like, the more and more like I see them, I'm like, damn, this bitch is buff, bro.
Yeah, facts. Like,
where facts. These fucking people be Prodigy getting Binks. These fucking bodies?
Oh, you've Prodigy. Been on that.
Prodigy.
Nah, my brother be on shit like that. You feel me? Like, he'll always fucking send me little bitches and shit. And I'll be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, right? But
Price,
that's his thing.
You agree with them?
Yeah.
Is it because you be you see eye to
it's
eye?
It's eye to eye. Yeah. Same height level.
I'm not
number one.
So easy.
But you've been on that type of time, though.
Nah, I haven't been on that type of time.
Oh.
Dwarf.
No,
sorry.
No, I feel like... What?
You know that shit. Wild. That bleep ain't reach YouTube. That's only Patreon.
A word?
Yeah.
This is Patreon?
It can't go to YouTube, right?
That bleep, yo, question. If y'all girl want to do anal, it's your first time, how do you prime her up?
You got to put your whole finger in her butt.
You got to like plunge
dumb.
It?
Your whole middle finger.
You don't.
You do. And then eventually...
No, it's
going to
hurt.
No, it's not. You ease it in there. You start at the tip, bro, about an inch first, and then she gonna whine on your shit. So she whine all the way down. You gotta do it while you eating her pussy.
What the gonna, fuck?
Yeah, she's gonna whine all the way down.
Oh, okay. Finger. Your thumb and you.
No,
eat her
not
pussy.
Your middle finger.
Okay.
And then it's gonna get wet. Because the ass gets wet.
Shit water.
So let's say for
gully water.
Let's say for instance, that's crazy. Gully water.
I feel like this is terrible advice.
Let's say,
yo, no, if your shorty's clean, there's nothing going to be on your
let's
finger.
Let's say, for instance, that hurts. That hurts.
That's not going to hurt if you do it properly.
Truffle is what exactly?
Shit water.
No, it's not. So what's clean?
What's clean?
Yeah.
Clean
you
is.
You said if your shorty is clean, what's clean?
Clean is this is the same as time. They don't exist.
Yo, Jesus Christ. Made me lose my train of thought.
Dwight, Danny had something to say.
I'm sorry. I forgot, but.
Yeah. Oh, lube.
Lube?
Yes.
Yes, I never use lube, bro. If a shorty,
you dealing with some.
No,
you never know what type of gangster you're fucking.
If the gal want you and they ask gonna produce.
I feel like that's, the more and more you say that, that's fucking disgusting.
Precipitation.
All I can think about is bitches' pussy getting wet. I'm not thinking about an asshole getting wet, bro. That's disgusting.
I had a
thing when
her ass got wet.
That's disgusting.
That's sweat.
That's
no, it's not, bro. Why y'all niggas trying to fucking discredit me?
She peeing out of her butt. Okay. Yeah, that's disgusting, bro.
Probably.
Would you recommend numbing cream?
Numbing cream?
You think it's going to hurt that bad?
She's not going to feel it. If you numb her butt, she's not going to feel the sensations that she deserves to feel.
I think
that
that's might be dangerous because you might fuck around and rip her shit and she don't know.
Well, you
that's
just
why we got
like,
there.
It's like training. An epidural.
Well, you're not going in there. You're just trying to train it. Like
get in the epidural.
Yo, listen, start slow. Just play with her shit a little bit. You can't do full on anal first time, bro.
Play with what? The ass or?
Play with her ass.
Going from a finger.
Finger her butt.
To finger her sticking butt. Sticking your dick in.
You eat her ass? Crazy. You eat ass? Eat the ass first.
Yes,
you
nigga said eat the ass.
If you eat the ass, it's going to get the ass mad slippery.
So you made it wet by eating the ass?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just naturally wet. I think people with like wet ass is like disgusting.
Yeah, because it's like my butt type vibes, like, right?
That's off, bro.
Well, you know what they say about opinions.
Was it good?
Oh.
I don't know what they say about opinions. What they
some
say?
Anal shit.
It's like assholes. Everybody got them.
Jesus Christ.
They all stink.
Yo, would y'all be... Would y'all spray deep throat spray in y'all girl's mouth?
No. Yes.
I never tried that before.
I had a girl who had some type of throat numbing shit before. It felt like the same shit to me.
It's for her.
It's for her.
Yeah.
What does it do for her? Like produce more spit?
No,
it's numbing. So she don't gag. I guess like gagging and shit like that. I had that. I had
spit is crazy.
That was like you ever had the Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks, I tried that shit before. Fruit Roll Up, I tried that shit before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Pop Rocks shit is kinda like.
Let me ask you, who rap? No man.
Yo, we both did the same shit.
What top two? Who wrapped the fruit roll up? You?
No, she did.
Yeah. I would hope.
It was the whole shit?
I mean, what would be the difference if I wrapped it or she wrapped it?
What's
it was,
the other
it
candy?
It was like the flat ones.
I didn't have fruit roll up. I had the other candy. What's that shit that came in the plastic?
And then
nerd rope?
And you could fucking
fruit roll up
rip out
and
the
fruit
shit.
By the foot.
Fruit oh,
by the
yeah.
foot
yeah.
is fruit the, by foot like is the long shit.
The long
fruit
shit?
Roll up is the flat shit. Yeah.
I had that.
The little sheet shit.
You feel me? No mind.
Imagine fruit by the foot on your dick, and she trying to. You can't even finish that candy.
Who said that?
You finished that candy?
Hold on, you talking about?
Wait,
that is no mind. No, first of all,
we're talking about candy.
Yeah. That is no mind.
Who finished the candy?
He said
she did.
Oh,
Cap.
Okay.
Yeah, nigga. Can you just try to fix up now, nigga?
Fix up.
Nah. Oh man.
Yeah, nah, I never had that shit, man. I'm fucking
trying.
Another observation I had about myself recently, I noticed more and more I like when girls have big titties on the low. Like, I may not have known that you possess these breasts, but when you back them shits out, it's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how a stud would, but.
Yo.
Yeah.
I seen a stud transition on Instagram a couple days ago. And I'm like, why was this bitch ever like a stud?
She's bad.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
Bad, bro. And I'm like, why are you ever a stud?
That's some lame shit to do, bro.
That's some selfish shit to do.
He said, would you kill?
Would I kill it? Yeah.
As a stud?
No. When she transitioned.
But what's the difference, though?
Yeah, once she get naked.
I feel like her as a stud is more like, it's more masculine behind it. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely, if you haven't seen it on Batty Hub X videos, type in thick ass Daphne, and she got a stud video. I don't know if y'all ever seen that shit. She chilling with her mans and shit like that. And she went a do-rag and shit, and then she finally started pressing up on the nigga like, yo, what do you mean? I'm a girl. And nigga like, yo, chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
bro.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? So you mean you don't like this? She starts stripping. That nigga like, yo, chill the fuck out, man. Let's start getting converted.
I would have never seen that whole intro of that video.
Yeah,
nah. I would have probably watched that. That's kind of funny.
It was.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Bro, no.
A few seconds later, right, she get, bro. Nigga, she's buff.
Like, that's a good skit.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what story caught me off guard? The girl that got hit with the brick. Well, she says she got.
Yo, she's a fraud, bro.
Yes.
I don't know that. Wasn't there. Yeah. But
this her third time doing some shit like that, bro. She done fucking caught allergic reactions like that before, they said. She's been arrested for this shit before. For fucking her last GoFundMe, she got hit like 41,000 or some shit like that.
Yeah, she came up.
So she know what she doing, bro.
But how could you do multiple GoFundMes and it work?
Yo,
do it for different people, bro.
Yo, the next time your shit swell up, pull up on us.
Man,
you just gotta know the real story.
She gonna say we did it.
Fuck that.
When the swelling go down, you pull up.
Yeah.
Nah, then she gonna swell up outside and then say that we did something to her in here. We not on that.
Shit.
No, cameras gotta be on her at all times.
We stand behind all black women here at Dirty Street Confessions. Just to let you guys know.
I got a question for the porn.
We stand behind all women.
Yeah, bakas.
All lives matter?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Moving on, Danny.
When they shoot a porn scene, right?
Yes.
Do they have a set time? Like, this scene, we're going to go for 45 minutes?
I think they might have a time limit. I don't know if it's 45 minutes per se, but I think they have a block of time.
Yeah.
It may not be 45 minutes. So I'm sure they're going to have longer than the time it takes to get done and probably hope to shoot for less time.
Okay. So when they shoot the video, mm-hmm. right? Y'all think it's the girl's job to make that nigga come when they reaching the end time? Or is it that nigga's job to make sure he comes? Like, is it like on demand? Like, is it, cause I know with porn, these niggas probably being a little bit more controlled than the average person.
Mm.
I heard some shit that I don't know if it's true or not, but they said it like, I don't know if this was like back in the day or this is current, but fucking, they said that there used to be a nigga that would jerk the nigga off.
A nigga?
Somebody would jerk the nigga off just to get him started for the scene.
Why the girl can't do it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
It's called a fluffer.
A fluffer.
It's true?
Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that
before. I heard that shit before.
Queensmen, they strip. So they have fluffers coming before they hit the stage and shit.
Mm. Fuck you.
Who are the fluffers?
It was a girl in that case. Mm. But would you let your girl be a fluffer for $600,000 a year?
Shit, you better go fluff. Better go fluff, girl. Yeah, even if she grip ready for me.
Even if she get turned on the first few times, after a while, it's going to just turn into work.
Yeah, she's going to just be like, all
right. Yeah, she just got to get through it.
Yeah, bro.
Like I said, a fluffing cuff.
Yeah.
Cuff crazy. The fluffer? The fluffer?
Who?
I'm not cuffing the fluffer.
You cuff her first, and then she become a fluffer.
She's gonna go from a fluffer to a buffer very
easily. Yeah, that's a fact. I'm saying.
Yo, if y'all girl
that
asks
could be
you,
the title, fluffer the buffer.
If y'all girl asks you to sit on her face, y'all doing it?
Nigga, what? You know how much faces I sat on in my life?
Like, make her eat my ass?
I don't think that's a question anymore. Hold on, what?
Like, make her eat my ass? What do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
sit on her face.
Oh, ask you to sit on her face?
Yeah, she asks you, sit on my face.
Oh, they don't got to ask.
I'm a pass.
You sitting on her face, the white?
Yeah, I just saw a girl the other day. She's like, yo, are you trying to do a nut on my forehead? No.
Yeah, this gooch. This is a gooch.
Yeah.
She said no?
No, I wasn't. So I was trying to put my balls. No.
Do you suffocate them or are you making knees?
A little bit of Megan.
That's courteous.
Yeah. A little bit of Megan, you know what I'm saying? You want to kill nobody.
Yeah. Yo.
Because, hey, nigga, you going to put your full weight down on her? That's kind of crazy, bro.
Yeah. So go back to your question, right? What's the wildest shit we didn't watch? So I did come across on, now that I think about it, on fucking Telegram, they be having like porn channels too.
Channels?
Yeah, like, so you could like join a channel and they just have like unlimited porn in that bitch you could go through. type shit, right? Like where we found Monty Gall at, remember? Type shit.
Yeah, that was so, funny for us, not funny for him.
So I seen a video where this gal was laying on the couch, right? And like she's oiling herself up in body oil. I mean, and like baby oil, I guess. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Then this big ass lady comes in the picture, right? Walks in the room, gets on top of the girl, and then sits on her, right? And then she's rubbing her ass back and forth from her face to her fucking stomach.
But she's big.
Big, like.
But she's the buried in butt.
Like she fucking suffocating. Oh. Like she pulling the lady like this. Good.
But she loved that shit.
I don't know if she loved it or not, or if the lady dying or what, but I'm like, yo, this is fucking crazy. Yeah, you feel me? Like, and I'm like, nah, this is regular, man. Some shit I would never,
you never
fucking
did that?
Do in my life. No, nigga.
You never hung your head off the bed?
I watched the video and I said, I don't know how these niggas is eating ass and doing shit like this, because this is crazy.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta hang your head off the bed too, man.
I'm not doing that.
So I don't need a gal that.
Hang your head off the bed.
Yeah, and then she just drag her whole shit.
Like you the credit card.
I'm the fucking American Express.
Okay.
Hmm. She drag her ass from my neck all the way to my forehead.
Right back. Over the chin.
I don't get that, because I don't get the stimulation from the neck.
Because it's the whole thing. You never felt your whole lower jaw in a bitch.
Yeah,
old pussy.
Almost drowned.
Yeah, man, the whole shit in there. You open your eyes, nigga. It's like
probably like.
I
hair.
Think I see a pussy coming at me like that. I'm like, no.
And you know what's so crazy? They be grinding on your chin.
Yeah.
Your whole mouth will be. In
but
the pussy.
I'm cool with that though, because it give your mouth some time. You know what I'm saying, and like eating pussy is work. You know what I'm saying,
should hurt your jaw.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying,
when y'all eat pussy, what y'all do?
Eat pussy.
Like facts. Y'all licking the clit.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah, entails. Lick the clit, suck pussy. The clit, put my tongue in the pussy, finger the clit, finger the pussy with the vagina hole, right? And lick the clit simultaneously. Put my fist in that. Nah, I never did that before.
You gotta play with their nipples too. Y'all don't play with their nipples.
Yeah, I do that too. Pussy. I do that too.
You gotta put
my finger
bro.
In your ass.
Yeah, finger in the ass, finger in the pussy. One
pink, one is stink.
One nipple play on this side. Mm-hmm. If you could reach.
What does that do?
The next nipple.
Your finger?
Huh?
You'll be letting bitches like suck on your finger?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's not lazy. You gotta stick your finger in her mouth. Yeah, right after you finger.
I be sucking my own fingers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
I did after, that shit too, right after
my finger in her. After my finger come out that butt. Yeah.
The
butt.
Let me ask you this.
Some niggas in my DM would love that.
Her finger in your mouth.
Out of her butt?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Out of her butt.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Same butt.
Girls
now,
got nails and
if
shit, so
she
not really.
Puts her finger in your mouth and she's like this.
That's not mine. No, it's not mine.
Yeah. It's not supposed
to. You all right, bro?
Wait.
She got her finger in your mouth.
That's what I've been doing.
That's what I was
doing. She's doing this in your
mouth. But what I'm saying is she has her finger in your mouth
doing this.
Like, what is she doing, really?
Twirling it and shit?
Yeah, that's not. Nah,
so, yeah, you've done this. Well,
I've done this before.
The finger going in your mouth.
You're right, Price. The finger not supposed to go in the mouth at all.
Price, I'm asking.
The finger not supposed to go in the mouth.
Let me ask
why not?
This.
Don't ask me.
Price.
Because no mind.
Price, I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
Fuck y'all niggas.
When she put her finger in your mouth, right?
No.
Is she twirling it like that? Like what you did?
It don't even matter if it going regular. That's bullet, bro.
Why is she putting her finger in your mouth?
And he said he gets the flavor off of it.
Yeah, get the flavor right off
she
that
puts
shit.
Her finger in your mouth?
Yeah.
And do this?
No, nigga. That's some added shit he added.
Does she do this?
No.
Do your girl put her finger in your mouth? Okay.
Yeah, because what you want from that?
Why? What is?
Because you brought
that?
It up. I mean, you
I'm asking.
The finger is representing the dick that's not there right
you
now.
You never put your own finger in your mouth after fingering some pussy?
No.
No.
You never tasted it off your head?
I'm tasting it from the pussy straight from the source. Don't need the
from
finger.
From the horse's mouth?
Don't need the finger pussy.
From the horse's
is licking
mouth.
Your fingers gay after eating chicken?
I don't lick my fingers unless I'm eating pussy.
I do. Fuck that.
If I'm eating food, I'm usually using the fork.
If you eating Doritos.
If I use a paper towel.
And niggas be sucking their fingers, right?
I wash my hands.
I'm my finger, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I'm not on my naked trumpet.
But
shit.
I mean, even that is not as no mind as a girl putting her whole finger in your mouth, though. Because
be
what is
finger.
This?
What is
it's
this?
It's her pussy juice, bro.
No, this cylinder is shaped thing in your mouth. Yeah, not pussy juice only.
Why are you? That's what you preeing when a finger's in your mouth. You preeing is a dick,
bro.
You taste.
She's not gonna just land her finger in your mouth and just keep it there.
Cause so she's trying you.
How are you telling two niggas that experienced that shit before what's going to happen?
All right, Danny. Danny, your girl put her finger in your mouth. She just leaves it there.
Why?
It's not staying in there, bro.
You're right. She's not doing that.
It's going in and coming right back out.
It's holding it like this.
She's holding his tongue down. Don't speak, nigga. Let me see your tonsils, nigga.
I don't know about this.
Yo, y'all niggas is wrong.
Might be right.
She that nigga. So if a shorty put his tongue, nigga.
If a shorty put a finger in your mouth, automatically your brain processes it as a dick. What?
Nah, just what are you doing?
Stop brushing your teeth then. Shit. If everything that's in your mouth,
technically.
You never ate an icy? You was preying it as a dick?
We know what we're talking about, bro.
Nah,
because what I'm saying is when you put your finger in a shorty mouth, this is my dick in your mouth temporarily.
Not necessarily. No.
I don't think that's for sexual, like, it's pleasure more, for me.
When I'm putting my
ass in my girl's mouth,
I'm picturing her sucking
my dick is coming.
Yeah,
my dick is
coming. But if I finger the shorty. Because
she's not going to just have it in her mouth. She's going to act like it's a dick type shit. She's going to fucking
go crazy
on it. She's going to fucking go up and down on it. Mm-hmm. She's not fucking.
Yeah, going crazy.
If the finger's in your mouth, what are you doing?
Let me ask you, are you a shorty?
Okay. Listen, if the finger is in your mouth,
you
what are you doing
yourself a shorty?
With it? If the finger's in
yes
your
or
mouth,
no?
If the finger's in your mouth, what are you doing with it?
You gotta just leave it there.
When I stick
are you doing the same action?
I'm licking
as
her finger.
Or is it?
When I stick my finger in a girl's mouth, it's usually after I finger her so she could taste herself. It's not really
but
about.
But you're not gonna just
I'm
leave.
Not imagining my finger as a dick. I just want her to
she's
taste
she's gonna
herself
imagine that.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, that's fine. He's that's her. I'm not her.
Okay, I get that. But now when her fingers go in your mouth,
I'm not her.
Price is imagining.
You want me to imagine a dick because
I
she would
it,
imagine a dick?
But she's off rip, nigga. Her finger is that dick. Understand that, please.
Hey, I'm with you, Price. Don't worry about it.
Get the fuck out of here.
The same way when I put my finger in her mouth, I want her to taste the pussy. She want me to taste the pussy when she put her finger in my mouth.
Your girl ever humped you from the back?
I hate that shit.
Not during sex.
All girls wish they had dicks.
That's a fact.
Okay. What the fuck they got to do with me?
So this is her dick right now.
That's the dick. This is my dick. That's the dick.
If
they just wish.
You would have to worry about that shit if she was off asking shit like trying to peg you and shit like that. Actual shit that's like a dick. If she put her finger in your mouth for you to taste the pussy, that's totally
you
different.
You ever heard of Gateway?
If that was a gateway, she would have offered some shit like that a long time ago.
They might wait for you to offer, bro.
But, I'm just saying, and when you're having sex with your shorty, bro, a dick shouldn't be on your brain, bro.
Okay.
You feel me? Fair.
All right. So are you saying that anything that you do with a girl is heterosexual, no matter what it is?
Who, me?
I'm asking you.
What do you mean? Yes. You're going to be like, yeah. I do be doing some gay positions.
No. I'm saying, no, like anything that a girl does to you.
Take her middle finger and thrust your ass like this.
Were you that part of
it, bro? That's right, though.
I'm asking.
That's a because question. It's a girl
it's
doing
a girl.
Something.
Yeah. Take her middle finger and thrust your ass like this.
Not me. That's not but gay. That's not gay.
That's not gay.
That's not me. It's but not that's gay. Not gay.
Yeah. I told y'all niggas. Listen. That's what she is. That's what she into.
Yeah, that's a fine line,
pause.
Bro.
Yo, didn't you say you take a little listen. Bit of finger in the butt?
Hey. Listen. Ooh. No girl but my shorty can't
get
thrust my ass.
Yo, so
she can't thrust my ass.
Wait. So
rewind.
She
can't thrust my ass.
They find out you done, you know, Price.
She can't thrust. Hey, Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on.
That's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny.
If she could put her finger in your ass and that not be a dick, but she can't put her finger in your mouth because that's a dick.
Bro,
what the fuck are you talking about?
All right, so look. All right, so let me.
Rebuttal.
All right, so look.
Debate team 2008.
Check this out, right? My G spot, obviously, our G spot is in our ass, right?
Speak for yourself.
He said mine. He was right.
Mine is in my dick.
The most is a thumb.
It's going in your ass.
It can't go in.
Wait,
then it can't reach your G spot.
Bitches putting their thumb in your butt?
Nah, they can't put the
thumb
in the butt.
So they thumbing you too? Like, you getting thumb?
No, bro.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
They could just.
Beep. No, so what? You getting the beep.
How, what position you in when you get a thumb in your butt?
All fours.
No, you can't be on all fours. She got to be on her back. So it's missionary.
Wait, she's on her back and she's putting her thumb in your butt?
You know when they grab your cheeks?
They be spreading your shit.
Pause.
Wait, so that can't be no thumb, bro. That got to be a middle finger point.
That's not a middle finger.
One of these fingers, bro. It can't be no thumb going in your ass, bro.
She grabbing your ass and going like this.
Listen.
How's she getting the thumb in there?
When you on the bed,
grab my
height don't matter. And get a thumb. When you on the bed, height don't matter.
That don't even make sense.
It makes sense.
She got to have you cock up or some shit to
if
get her
she can't
thumb.
Have me cock up,
shorty,
fire for that.
If you're shorty riding you can bumper. Get her your thumb in her ass.
Thumb or saying. Finger. It don't have, all right.
So it's your finger,
that's
bro.
That's what we're saying. It just can't be a thumb. That's all right. What saying.
But I'm saying, though, if she's going to spread my cheeks, she need these
so
four
she's
fingers.
She's spreading your cheeks and popping one of these
pause.
In your shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
that's what you're saying to me right now,
so it's okay for that not to be a dick.
Danny.
But if she put her finger in your mouth, it's a dick.
Danny.
Bro, that's a dick, bro.
Bun up same way, bro.
That's
your shorty, just, your shorty that's is not spreading worse. Your cheeks while you fucking it and sticking her
bro,
fingers
listen,
in your
that's not happening. That's not happening.
Y'all agreeing to disagree?
I'm disagreeing, bro. I don't know.
But I don't know. Right that's now. Not happening. Like the finger is not going in my ass.
So what you just said, your shorty spreading your cheeks and a thumb. A thumb is a finger. Still.
Okay, but I'm saying the
but
nothing is going
you,
in my
Price,
ass.
I'm telling you. If you sitting here letting your shorty spread your cheeks and you thinking it's a thumb, that's not
there's
possible,
no
bro.
Me thinking. Again, oh. To his point, you not thinking. You feel me? They doing all the imagination.
So you agree with me now.
Price, you set yourself up already.
What
we know
listen,
your gal
listen.
Is fingering your
just
butthole.
Also, you mentioned your G-spot. So it can't just be she touching your butthole.
She rinsing that, bro.
Full spot.
What's the way you said? Fluff. Nah, what's
fire
the word? Thrust.
Thrusting it.
Shit,
she in there like this.
Thrusting the shit. Price, what did we learn today?
Never.
What did we
never.
Learn today? Tell us.
She can't thrust my
let
shit.
Let me tell gross. You what we learned today. When you dig a grave, dig fucking two. Fuck you.
Yo. You can't mention your G-spot and say she just touching the hole.
She touching it with her
bro.
Thumb, nigga. Your thumb ain't half as tall as your fucking finger.
So put it like this. Super taking a thrust, Danny taking a finger in his mouth.
No man,
yeah, bro.
Don't even come.
And Danny and Binks, Dwight agree with me, and Binks is with whatever.
No, no.
This nigga want to take everybody with him now because he get his butt thrust.
Speaking of said more graves,
more graves.
Did y'all see that shit with shout to Young the Boss and Candace Vaughn who invited us to. Bunsen basketball. Did you see this shit with the Nicki Minaj broke her leg?
Broke her leg, bro.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
It
yeah,
was a little
seen
wild.
That shit. That was off the rebound.
Yeah, bro, she was just stealing. I think she stole a ball or some shit like that.
Yeah, but she was coming down from one side of the court.
I told
to the
y'all,
next.
I would have been going there for skill.
But how did you break your leg?
She landed on like, got weak legs, bro.
Yeah.
You got legs.
Not like her.
That body is hard to hold up.
I guess.
I seen that shit, bro. This shit just.
My condolences. Get well soon.
Condolences is for like.
Death.
I thought it was for death.
I thought
only.
That was
not
just
only.
To like appreciate
not
something
only.
Bad.
Yeah, for sure. If you haven't already, please sign up to the Patreon. I see more and more of y'all signing up. Thank you. We appreciate it. That butt plug got y'all going.
Oh,
that's what's up, man. It's going to be more horny shit on there sooner than later. Know what I'm saying? We appreciate your efforts and shit like that. Y'all niggas got anything coming up?
Don't ever ask a man that.
Oh, God. All right, cool, man.
anybody watching this that's seen the part one of the Kayla episode and don't know, the part two got really crazy. So make sure y'all sign up because that butt plug does come out.
Cheer. Tune in next time on Dirty
Street
Confessions
Podcast. We were supposed to say that together, but thanks, guys.
It's
for fucking
good.
Up.
I didn't know what you were doing.
I was trying to do
started
some
talking
music.
Like Spice.
Yeah. Blow! Big up Spice. Spice going through some shit right now. You feel me?
Yeah, she going through some shit right
I'm
now.
I'm on Spice
man.
Side. Fuck
Cause
that.
She got called a monkey and we ain't on that, B. Fuck you, Erica.